Happy 45th birthday to Jonathan Arm. And if I say nothing else in this audio boo, this I definitely want to say. You are, and this is an understatement, you are, by a million miles, the best business partner I have ever had in my life. And I cannot imagine anybody who wouldn't say the same about you, or who hasn't said that about you over the years. But, you know, who is Jonathan Arm? And the people listening to this, most will not know. Jonathan Arm, you have a weak personal brand. And for a branding guy, that's interesting, fascinating, and counterintuitive. You have a long and noble history as a guy who develops brands, and I won't go into what a brand is in this audio boo, but you've worked in marketing and you've worked in advertising for a long time. You're known very, very well, memorably well, to a very select, tiny, tiny group of people who have worked with you in South Africa. They remember you. Who worked with you when you came to Ireland and had perhaps no contacts and wondered how the hell you were going to earn your living. You have come from Joburg, Josie, as you sometimes call it, or Johannesburg. A long time ago, relatives of yours owned a boat, a ship to be exact, and sailed out of Devon in the southwest of England to South Africa. It's a total secret, which you never drop into conversations with Irish people. Parenthesis, a big mistake. It's a total secret that on one side of your family, they're McDonoughs. So although you sound South African, you could easily come across to people as of Irish heritage. A candidate, perhaps, for that relatively new business set up by Mike Collins and his wife called Your Irish Heritage. So you could indeed be somebody who they might help put in contact with other people in your long-lost family in Ireland. Jonathan Arm, things that people would expect me to say about you would be how good a brander you are, how many clients you've had, and the fact that you were right at the center of the development of Electric Cork and Human and Kind and a small number of highly successful businesses out of Ireland since you've come here, in the short time you've come here. And, you know, people might expect me to, in order to kind of clarify who you are, to kind of rhyme off a load of the businesses which you helped in South Africa. If anyone's interested in that, they can find your bio on the changeagents.ie website. But no, that's not what I think people will be seriously interested in. There's a whole clutch of people who will be fascinated to know that you've been a scratch golfer. And that, almost like, Francis Wime, you snuck across the street or across the road into the local golf course in Joburg and practiced when the sun was going down and when you couldn't afford to become a member of a highly prestigious golf club. Perhaps an even tinier number of people will know that you were a conscientious objector in South Africa, a member of the ANC, that you were conscripted, in effect, into the, as every other young man of your age was, into the South African army and expected to go out into the bush, and that you're a trained, I suppose, if I was to be honest, in the, according to the South African military and what I know of it, you're actually a trained killer. Although I doubt very much that you responded very well to the, that you actually learned terribly well how to do it. And this is actually the very first time in all history, or in all my experience of you, that I've actually said what I've just said, and I don't really want to repeat it. Somebody might extract this bit of the audio and, you know, use it against you at some time. But, you know, who are you matters. Who are you matters, because, not because, you know, I want to turn you into an extrovert, that I want to kind of, you know, catapult you into, you know, being a gung-ho, okay, I use this in the kindest way, North American, you know, in its very worst, in your, strongly in your face, overblown self-esteem kind of person. No, I don't want to change you at all. For me and for working with you and for interacting with you, you're perfect as you are. Although as somebody who's completely committed to change, I hope you have a few midlife crises between over the next 30 years for your own good. But I want to say this. It's not to the advantage of other people that you're so unknown. For the sake of other people, brand you needs growth, development. Because it's, to be honest, it's not loved enough. I mean, if people knew more about you, they would actually love you more. They would find you very attractive. And they would gain. I mean, I could very easily say, have a very, very happy birthday, and I really do hope that you get four phone calls today from prospective ideal clients, you know, the kind of people that would let you do your best work without in any way distracting you with the kind of things you find difficult now that you, given that you come out of a culture, a business culture in South Africa, which is actually different from Ireland. I mean, that ability to, you know, find a living, if I put it that way, out of Ireland for somebody who comes out of the culture of South Africa is a tremendous achievement. I mean, I know of, more than anything else, a number of people who come from South Africa who have found it particularly arduous, particularly difficult to adjust to the diversity of Ireland, which is, of course, significantly less than the diversity of South Africa. But what else are you? In fact, you're a closet cartoonist who's never shown me your talent in cartooning, but if you're prepared to admit that you could actually rise to a cartoon or two, given the fact that you've actually mastered the English art of understatement, I bow to your ability. I lived in the UK for 30 years, and I'm capable of it as understatement, as a kind of, once I, you know, put a bit of self-control into myself. But it runs counter to the, you know, the ancient Gaelic, you know, almost pre-Christian vibrancy that somehow seems to have come down to the generations into me. But your brand, let's come back to you and getting you. How can we get people to know you better? I mean, this is a bit of a challenge, you know. It can't be, by the way, totally done for you. You know, you can't actually hire me as your agency or hire, you know, Justin Plunkett as your agency to kind of design a future for you. No, we need you to be blunt, to put your face, your shape, your values, your stance, your voice out there. And in fact, you'll do it in such a way that you will divide the world, you know, less than I divide the world, because you're such a bloody diplomat. You have an incredible ability and tenacity to carry on, you know, working hard with people when it isn't the easiest thing in the world to do. You know, look how you've worked with me. Look at the tolerance and support that you gave me during my long bout of depression, when you could easily have, I would say, behaved on the basis of the feeling that you'd saddle yourself with a business partner who was totally and utterly unreliable and who might, at the drop of a hat, you know, putting the worst possible construction on it, you know, collapse, you know, with a debilitating bout of depression. But no. You know, you're the kind of guy who put zero pressure, who put, and this is not about who would do it. You have a track record, a proven track record, so I can speak out of personal experience, that you supported me. So you deserve a very happy birthday. I better stop, you know. People will think I'm over-egging you and that you have angelic qualities. But I have highlighted one of your great weaknesses. So at least I haven't gone into a, you know, paroxysms of admiration. I mean, I do not think it is a minor matter that as, you know, a come-to branding guy who offers the most meaningful marketing to other people, and you know, you have a very clear understanding of what you mean by meaningful, and it's very, very humanitarian. It's the same sort of thing as the rest of us would consider meaningful, although we might not use the word meaningful in relation to marketing, given that an awful lot of people are very suspicious of marketeers. You know, you have mastered, or mastered would be the wrong word, the black art of marketeering. I mean, you're one of the madmen. Right? And for those of you, sorry, forgive the obscure. Well, it's not really obscure. Mad Men as a TV series is infinitely better known than Jonathan Amm. I don't want to give the impression that there is no difference between Jonathan Amm and that famous or infamous, you know, but definitely brilliant character, lead character in Mad Men. But you're one of a kind. You're a sort of a Jonathan. I can't honestly compare you, and I would compare you. Oh my God, here's the poet in me. Let me compare thee to a, whatever the next line of that is. But I would compare you to somebody, if I could think of anybody, you know, I'd put you in a box of two. If I could think of anybody who I have met in my entire working life who you remind me of. I mean, you don't actually remind me of anybody else, and I suppose that's one of your attractions to me, which is, you know, that you go through life, if you're me, and almost everybody reminds you of somebody else. I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I actually can't think of anyone you remind me of. So there you are. You are, I bestow on you the title of Snowflake. And that is one that I have reserved for only one person already. Although, truthfully, as you know, from the point of view of psychology, with your deep understanding of and emotional intelligence, let me use one cliche during this audio goo. I mean, you are emotionally intelligent, and in fact, working with you would make somebody more emotionally intelligent. And that is, I'm getting out of my car now, that is probably the greatest compliment I can pay you. Forget about the, you know, money you could make people if they, you know, signed up for working with you. They're kind of, you know, who cares about money anyway? None of us really give a damn about whether you'd actually, you know, lead us to have more financial security for our children and our, you know, And that's, after all, what we need money for, isn't it? But, you know, the point about you is that you, working with you, has certainly made me more emotionally intelligent. I mean, every day my emotional intelligence kind of creeps infinitesimally forward as a result of the calming influence you have on me and the sort of value of patience that you teach me. But yeah, you are, you know, definitely a good egg. You know, you're a smarter egg. You're, yeah, I'm kind of, words fail me. I don't really know what I could say about you, Jonathan, really. I mean, everything I've said is kind of inadequate. And, you know, this isn't made as a sort of crude old-fashioned marketing tool in order to sort of shout your talents from the rooftop. No. And this isn't even a piece of attraction marketing. This is actually a little prod for you on your 45th birthday, you know, to get your mojo working and get your personal brand out there for the sake of changing the world for the better. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, building a movement to change the world for the better. And that's, I know, your value position, that's your stance, that's your, and I'd say, your deep ethical core. That's why you have, you know, you have been born on earth, to leave it better after you leave it than you found it. So Jonathan Ahm, my great business partner, thank you very much for being the person you are after 45 years. May you have the best of all birthdays. Bye-bye. Well, not bye-bye. See you later. P.S. If this deeply embarrasses you, forgive me. I really mean well by it. But you probably... Actually, you do forgiveness. You do forgiveness. In fact, you do forgiveness. Oh, God, I better not say how well you do forgiveness, but you do forgiveness, so forgive me.